This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. No Christian can exist without joy. That's what Pope Francis said in his homily at Mass Monday morning in the chapel of the Santa Marta guest house. The Pope stressed that even through life's difficulties, the Christian knows he can trust in Jesus and find hope. The Pope also reminded the faithful they should not allow riches to dominate their lives, because they ultimately lead to sadness. Christians live in joy and amazement because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Non esiste un cristiano senza gioia.
Commenting on the first letter of St. Peter the Apostle, Francis said, even if we are plagued by trials, we can never lose the joy of knowing that God regenerated us in Christ and gave us hope.
Non sono cristiani. Dicono di esserne, ma non sono.
You may be told that there are many joyful Christians, the Pope warned, but they are not always Christians. They say they are, but they are not. They are missing something. The Christian identity card is joy. Joy of the gospel, the Pope said, of having been saved and regenerated by Jesus, and of knowing he is waiting for us and is with us. And the Christian grows in joy through trusting in God.
Era attaccato ai beni.
Turning to the day's gospel story about Jesus' encounter with the wealthy man, the Pope observed the young man was not able to open his heart to joy, but rather chose sadness, for he was shackled to his many belongings.
Non si può servire due padroni, eh? O serve il Signore o serve le ricchezze.
One cannot serve two masters, the Pope reminds us. Either one must serve God or serve riches. Riches are not bad in themselves, he said, but slavery to wealth, this is wickedness. And when in our parishes, communities, or institutions we find people who say they are Christians but are sad, something is wrong there, he said. We must help them to find Jesus so that they may rejoice in the gospel. And true Christian joy can only come through the power of God with the strength of the Holy Spirit. I'm Tracy McClure.